you've been a magnet for pucks this year, usually in the wrong way. That puck just seemed to come right to you. What's going through your mind as you kind of scorch through?
Hey, obviously, it's unfortunate, you know, getting the pucks in my face, but it's hockey. I should expect that. And the last game, doctors did a really good job. You know, they did a couple of stitches right after that happened, and I was upset, so everything's good.
And so the puck finds you there to score the game, and it ends up being a game winner.
Yeah, that was great effort by everybody, all my teammates on the ice, you know. We won the faceoff, and then they find me on the open spot, so I just had to pick the corner, and luckily that went in, so I'm really happy for that.
Mac, you've had a lot of special moments in this game. What was today like with Fallon and the whole band?
Yeah, obviously, when I heard she was going to be the Thunder gal tonight, today I was pretty excited for her. We've been practicing at home, haven't we? And she came about 2.5 hours early too, so had a little rehearsal on the ice. And from all reports, she did a great job, and definitely was a proud moment for me, and a little bit of a good luck charm for us today. Hey?
Alan, can you tell us what's on your sign there?
What does it say?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Did you have fun?
Mac, what was it like just before the game, having her next to you, to kind of get you prepared to catapult into this thing?
Well, I mean, I was trying to soak it all in for sure. And, you know, I was just brought a big smile to my face when you look down and see her next to me there. And just tried to carry that excitement to a good start. And fortunately for us, we did have a good start, and we carried it through the rest of the game.
Ryan, if you don't get a stick on that last shot of the power play, it's 2-2. How satisfying is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just a desperation thing. Obviously, very fortunate. You know, who knows if Fassie would have even maybe got over there and got a piece of it too. So it's just, you know, the way our group goes about it. You do whatever you can to help the team win, and that was, like I said, very, very fortuitous.
Eric, what's been the key? They've scored 3 goals in 3 games, but you've allowed 3 goals in 3 games. So a team that scored 4 per game in the regular season. What you been able to do to kind of slow them down?
Yeah, I mean, we are trying to play the best how we can in the defensive zone, you know, limit their chances and be right on top of them. So I think the zone is our first mindset where we have to be good, and then everything is going a good direction. So just have to keep doing the job in the zone, you know, limit the chances and be physical on them.
Eric, you get what amounts to the game-winning goal. How satisfying is that?
Yeah, obviously it's still amazing, you know. I don't really score a lot of goals, so this one is even special for me, but I'm glad for a win, and obviously everybody did a good job tonight, especially Mac. It was a beast out there, especially on the PK. He was blocking shots and doing everything possible that he could, so I'm glad for a win.
Brian, you've spent a lot of time with Eric. Just what's it like for you just getting to see him get rewarded tonight, and just what have you been able to learn about him over the past couple of years, and especially in deep postseason runs you guys have had?
Yeah, I mean, he's just so consistent. You can just count on him to bring it every night, and you know, like you talked about, maybe he doesn't get rewarded on the score sheet as much, but all his intentions are about helping the team win in any fashion. So he plays a lot of hard minutes for us, and it goes up against, you know, all the best players from the opposition, and does a tremendous job of shutting him down, you know, he's just gotten so much more confident over the years, and like I said, you can depend on him, so it's no coincidence that he's been a huge part of our success this playoff run.
It's all about timely saves when it comes to goaltending. I mean, when Bessie makes a save like that back door, like when he got behind you there, like how much does that go live? Does it get a sigh of relief, or like what's the mood of the group when he makes those kind of saves?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's just uplifting, you know. You know, when obviously we're not trying to have any kind of breakdowns and give up grade A's, but you know, when he steps up there and makes a save, you know, it just makes you want to push that much harder to compete in front of him. And like I said many times, we feed off his energy, his focus, his determination. So he's the backbone back there for us.
Brian, what's the reaction that you guys get, you know, when you come off the ice after a PK like that one that you guys had, you know, in the second period? Do you feel that? Do you feel the momentum when you guys come back, or even on the ice here in the minutes?
No, for sure. Our group's, you know, great about understanding situations within the game. Like you said, big moment there, big opportunity for them. We kill it off, and it couldn't have been, you know, shortly after that where we put the puck in the net. So huge swing there. And I think our group on the PK as a whole, you know, wants to thrive on being difference makers for us. So we give up one early, but we don't let it affect us and change our attitude. And in the end, it was a big kill there in the second.
Brian, they really like to play off the rush and create off that. You can't feed them. So how key has that been in this, that you're not turning those pucks over to dangerous areas?
I mean, obviously, we talk about it all year, and you emphasize it even more against this group because they'll make you pay. They can make something out of nothing if you give them time and space and you feed them like that. So it's a constant battle for us to keep playing well when the puck's on our stick. And at the end of the day, we can control that better, and we're going to need to continue to be better at it here if we want to continue on here.
I think Bell has a chance to do it again tomorrow. Make sure you're safe.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe we'll she did great in her first opportunity here, but you know, we got to give some other kids some opportunities too, and maybe we can keep playing here and use her again for a good luck charm again.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan, what position does he run for?